Rapport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Does a day always mean a day? That's the question that we're going to look at here. And we have to ask, does the word day always refer to a literal 24-hour day? We've been looking this week at the death of Jesus Christ. Did he die on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday? Some people get questioned this because they say that a day must be a literal 24-hour day. And if that's the case, then what we're addressing is the fact that a day doesn't fit with Christ being crucified on Friday and being risen on Sunday. That's not three 24-hour days. That's less than that. But a day doesn't always have to mean a full 24-hour day. A day can mean any part of the day. So the way we reckon a day in Judaism is by looking at the time. So basically the days, and we're going to see this tomorrow, that a day doesn't start at midnight. But Jesus Christ would have been crucified and in the ground on Friday, part of Friday, all day Saturday, and part of Sunday. Now you may say, but wait a minute, that's not really the case because he wasn't in for those full days. We're going to look at how a day is actually rectified in Judaism because it's different than the way we count a day in our day and age.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.